Erasing the past. This is Aratima. What do we mean with erasing the past? The past really doesn't exist, yet it does exist as long as it's made real by oneself, as long as the feelings and the memories are having grooves within you as consciousness. The past is quite real, and it is being re-experienced constantly in this moment. It is underneath the vibrations and the noise that is present while you're living right now and right here, because right now and right here is all there is. So the past is always present with you right now, which causes quite a lot of energy drain. It's wear and tear, and it obliterates truly seeing what is in front of oneself right now in this moment. It really doesn't support waking up out of the dream of the identity that has the story, that has the past. A very powerful mystical exercise is to not talk about the past anymore, to really not go there anymore. And if people around you have the tendency to draw you into conversations like that, you might just say you're doing a little experiment to just not really bring your attention to the past all the time, to be more present here. And allow yourself to really forget about it. It's quite a burden when you can feel the past. Even the great times, the good times, there's a constriction, a suffocation in your energy field. If you can feel into that, and to let that be and be just in your core, be fully present, fully clean, fully clear. Because the past is also connected with other people. So you have to visit in your thinking other beings and other people, which constantly causes energetic connections. That isn't really what unconditional love is all about. When you're just present with being you, then you can definitely be in this moment and engage with others and laugh and visit and meet. But going off in the mind and hanging out in the past all the time is very obstructing to seeing or realizing who you really are. So if you're ready, maybe you're not ready right now, but maybe you're ready at some point when you notice that you're already quite present all the time and it feels good. And it feels right, then maybe make a commitment and allow yourself to completely erase the past out of your consciousness, these grooves. That doesn't mean that you forget things. If you are needing to remember something, it will be there. But it's more about the attachment and the dwelling all the time, the identification, the sorting, the playing around, the extracting certain energies that we have addictions to, that we're habituated of savoring, that really are not useful and they're distracting from truly drinking from the fountain of life, from the real life force that's always fresh and new, because life is constantly fresh and new, and it is expected that you are showing up completely, fully with your whole being and engaging in creation. And it's not possible if the mind is always going somewhere else and it's hanging out in the past. So whenever you're ready, do this experiment to just stop talking about the past. And if it's necessary, you might say certain things, but notice how there is a space there and that you're really not engaged. So don't engage. Bring the new you forward and live in that and let that breathe. And notice how much healthier and better you're going to feel.